Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
At Nutrafol, we don't just help your hair, we help your body grow it. Because it's never just about your hair. It can be your job or your deodorant or your lunch or just normal life. That's why our whole body approach targets the key root causes of hair thinning. Discover your root causes and why we're the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement brand at Nutrafol.com. That's Nutrafol.com. These statements have not been approved by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease paid for by Nutraceutical Wellness, Inc.
Hi, everyone. I'm Vincent Joe.
Hi, I'm Kathy Reed.
And I'm Allison Reed.
Hi, I'm Ashley.
Hi, I'm Grace.
We're from the Haydenettes.
I am Mark Henretti.
Ciao a tutti, siamo Rebecca Ghirardi
e Filippo Ambrosini.
E vi diamo il benvenuto a
This Weekend Skating.
Welcome to This Week in Skating, the weekly podcast bringing you the latest news from the world of figure skating. Here are your hosts, Daphne, Gina, and Matteo.
And we are back, and are we back? Oh my gosh. It was busy last week, but this week it's going to be even busier. We've got a full slate of news and event updates for you. But before we dive into those, let's go ahead and talk about the general skating news.
Entries for the final Junior Grand Prix event in China have been posted. So you want to see who's competing there, check them out. And the link will be in the show notes. But remember, just like most of these Junior Grand Prix, the assignments do change. So expect changes before the event takes place in October.
An Evening with Champions benefit show announced their cast this week. They will have Kaya Ruser, Brady Tennell, which is the headliner, Lucas Broussard, Patrick Blackwell, Pete Becker, James Hernandez, Sophia Jarmuk, Luke Witowski, the Haydenettes, Matthew Markle, Sophie Jolene von Felten, and Will Anis. The show is on September 13 and 14 at 7 p.m. at the Bright Laundry Hockey Center on the Harvard campus. It's a smaller cast this year due to Lombardia and other scheduling conflicts. So smaller cast, but still quite a good names to look forward to.
This show's been going on for such a long time, too. I think this is its, 53rd show?
I've been a bunch of times. It's a really beautiful, well-done show. The students at Harvard every year pick this up and carry this forward. And it's amazing that they've been able to continue to do this for so long. So the Ice Theater of New York is going to honor USA Team Event Olympic gold medalists Alexa Kinnear and Brandon Frazier. They will be presented with the Will Sears Award at the 2024 Fall Frolic Performance and VIP Party on October 25th at Sky Rink at Chelsea Piers in New York City. This is dating myself, but I remember when Will Sears was a figure skater. He skated with Katie Boxwell, and I remember the sad announcement of when he had passed away. So this is a really special award in honor of a special skater.
Well, moving on to the event results, as we said, there are a lot of events, and we're starting in numerical order based on, you know, when the event started. So we'll start with Asian Open Figure Skating Trophy that took place in Hong Kong. That was September 2nd to the 6th. This was a competition for singles, seniors, juniors, and novice. So we're just going to talk about the seniors, but you can check out the results for the juniors and the novice event in our show notes. Siyoung Lee of South Korea won the men's event, with Daewee Da of China winning the silver and Nozomu Yoshioko of Japan winning the bronze. Zhang Yan of China won the women's event, with Meiko Yamashita and Mai Mihara of Japan winning the silver and bronze, respectively.
On September 3rd and 4th, the John Nix Pairs Challenge took place in New York City, New York. It's one of the Challenger Series event for pairs only. There was no live stream, but there are a few fan cams videos that you can see on YouTube, and we'll add some of those links on our show notes. In the senior category, the U.S. champions Ellie Khan and Dani Oshia won the event, ahead of U.S. silver medalist Alisa Efimova and Misha Mitrofanov, who won the free skate. This is Alisa and Misha's first international event as a team. The bronze medalist Ekaterina Gienish and Dmitry Chigarev, who made their international debut from Uzbekistan, took home the bronze medal. They are coached by Nina Moser and previously skated together in 2022-23 for Russia before being released earlier this year. Canada's Kellyanne Lorin and Lucas Athier finished in fourth place, whilst Team USA's Cassie Macbeth and Danny Parkman, who are competing in their first international event, moved up from 10th place in the short program to finish 5th overall. They had the third best free skate of the event. European bronze medalists Rebecca Ghilardi and Filippo Ambrosini, who were 3rd after the short program, dropped 6th place overall.
There were only 3 teams competing in the junior international event. Fresh off their junior Grand Prix debut in Riga, Team USA's Regan Moss and Jakob Galbavi won the junior event. Addison McDonald and Aaron Felderbaum of the U.S. won the silver. They're going to be competing in their first JGP in Turkey in 2 weeks. Great Britain's Niav Davison and Daniel Borisov, who also competed in the JGP in Riga, took home the bronze.
Well, the Junior Grand Prix Czech Skate, the second Junior Grand Prix event, took place in Ostrava, Czech Republic, September 4th to the 7th. I watched a little of the competition this past weekend, and I watched the men, and I really enjoyed that Jason Brown joined Ted and Mark for commentary on the final 2 groups of the men's free skate. So it was refreshing to hear Jason give his take on the young skaters in the men's event. They had him on Zoom, and he was, they did, like, you could see him at some points, and like it looked like he was just watching from his apartment. But, you know, in typical Jason fashion, he got excited when a skater did a really good job, and he found always positive things to say, even if a skater did not have their best skate. So Ted and Mark have said that they're going to have more guests for the rest of the JGP. So we'll just have to wait and see who joins them this week in Bangkok, Thailand. But Mateo, do you want to start with the women?
Absolutely. That was quite a surprising event with some results that we were probably not expecting. So in her international and JGP debut, 15-year-old Kaoruko Wada of Japan won both the short program and free skate to claim the gold medal. She won the event by almost 12 points. She skated with lots of speed and flow, and she also spins in both directions. Her programs were on Celine Dion, How Does a Moment Last Forever in the short program, and Titanic in the free skate, although there was no Celine Dion singing, but it was a mix of the music from the movie. She shared that she didn't really expect to win the title, and he was inspired by the 3-time world champion Mao Asada of Japan. In fact, she said that she started to watch the skating at the Sochi Olympic Games in 2014, and she got really motivated to start skating at that stage, with Mao Asada becoming an idol that she's been celebrating since. Stefania Gladky of France, whose previous best result on the Junior Grand Prix was a 3rd place at the JGP Linz, moved up from 3rd in the short program to win the silver medal. It brings back French women on the podium since 2005, when a bronze was last won, but this was also the best result on a junior Grand Prix for a French woman since Guinelle Julien in 1998.
Oh my gosh. It's a long time.
Yep. Joy Kim of South Korea, who was fourth after the short program, moved up to claim the bronze medal. She opened with a triple axel, and this was her third JGP and her third JGP bronze medal. Reina Huizono, the reigning world junior bronze medalist and reigning junior Grand Prix final bronze medalist, was probably considered the favorite to win this event. She was second after the short program, but had two falls on her triple flip, which was deemed under-rotated by the technical panel, as well as on the triple lutz, which was downgraded. So she finished fourth in the free skate and dropped to fourth place overall. Josephine Lee of the United States finished in fifth place, her best finish on the Junior Grand Prix in this position, and her fifth one since 2021. And Alika Lengielova of Slovakia finished in sixth place. This was her first Junior Grand Prix.
Well, over in the men, Adam Hegera of Slovakia was the leader after the short program, but it was pretty close among the top three, with less than a point separating each other. Adam had some mistakes in the free. He fell on his triple axel, and he had a not clear edge call on his triple lutz, and he doubled his sauerkraut. He finished fifth in the free skate and dropped to third overall to claim the bronze medal. He will compete next in Slovenia. Taiga Nashio was second after the short program. He had a tough free skate with three falls. He finished sixth in the free skate and sixth overall. It was the world junior champion, Min-Soo So of Korea, who was third after the short program. He had some mistakes to finish second in the free, but was able to win the gold. This is the second gold medal for Min-Kyu of his junior Grand Prix career. He will compete next in Poland and will try to qualify for the junior Grand Prix final, which he missed last year. Now, the skate of the men's event during the free program was Patrick Blackwell of the United States. He's a bit unknown to fans as he was injured last season, so he did not compete at nationals, but he won the junior, he won the U.S. Junior Team Cup in July. So he's one to watch this season for sure. He opened his program with a quad toe and had two triple axels. He crushed his personal best free skate and total scores. He won the free skate and won the silver in his first Junior Grand Prix event. He also did a raspberry, you know, it's that flip that Ilya Malinin has done. And he also did a backflip in his free skate. And backflips are not illegal elements anymore. He does not have a second Junior Grand Prix right now. There are two open spots remaining in Slovenia and China, so he may still get a spot. Hopefully he does, because he has a chance of qualifying for the final if he does really well in a second event. Tamir Cooperman of Israel finished just off the podium in fourth. He landed his first quad toe cleanly in competition. And Daya Abahara of Japan finished in fifth.
I have to say that Patrick Blackwell was quite a surprise, wasn't it? Because yes, he skated so well, and it was almost like watching Ilya or Adam Xiaoyin Fa with that sort of energy that it brings to the eyes. So it's definitely one to watch.
Yeah, definitely. I did see his program live, and I was like, whoa. I think I texted our group and said, oh my gosh, Patrick is pretty incredible here. And for many, again, they don't know who he is because we didn't see him at Nationals. He was injured last season. He's a new name, but he's one that people need to watch out for definitely this season.
Right, moving on to pairs. Last week, it was the Chinese team of Zhang Jiaxuan and Huang Yiyang, who were the first Chinese team to win a Junior Grand Prix since 2013. Now another Chinese team is at the top of the podium in the second Junior Grand Prix event. Jiangqi Zhang and Wen Tiang Feng won the event. They were leaders after the short program. They finished second in the free skate, though with two jumps called on the quarter and a Quanji falling on the throw triple flip. Both teams are coached by Yang Ding, a former pair skater with Zhongfei Ren, who won the Junior Grand Prix final in 2003 and finished second at Junior World that same year. The two shared that they actually got inspired by Jiaxuan and Yang victories last week. So that gave them a lot of confidence. They are not scheduled for a second Junior Grand Prix. Romain Télémaque and Lucas Coulon of France, who finished fourth last week in Latvia, took the silver medal. This was the first Junior Grand Prix pairs medal for the French pair since 1997. So a lot of celebrate for France in this Junior Grand Prix. They will have to wait and see if they will qualify for a Junior Grand Prix final. Julia Quattrocchi and Simon Desmarais of Canada took the bronze. They actually had the best free skate of the pairs event, finishing ahead of the Chinese team in the free skate by only 0.53 points. Sae Shimizu and Lucas Tsuyoshi Honda of Japan finished fourth. They were seventh after the short program, but were third in the free skate.
Matteo said there's a lot to celebrate for France. There definitely was in the dance event. Before I kick that off, I just wanted to say that there was a decent mix of music choices in the rhythm dance. And while we did get a number of disco programs, we also got programs to music from Chuck Berry, the Beach Boys, the Doors, and Blues Brothers. So that gave us a little bit more variety. However, France's Selena Fragi and Jean-Hans Vernot set a new personal best total score en route to securing their first JGP win. Their rhythm dance is set to music from the Village People, and it was a ton of fun to watch. They finished first in both segments and won by 14 points ahead of the silver medalists.
Daphne, I was just going to say, that was quite a big margin in the dance event, even after the rhythm dance and the overall. Normally, it's a lot closer. Did you find this surprising that it was this big of a gap?
There were some mistakes by the other teams that I think contributed to the gap. Also, Fragi and Furneaux have been skating on the JGP for a few seasons. They've been to the JGP final. They're maturing as a team, and I think they looked really solid here.
Well, they definitely made a statement here.
Absolutely.
So they didn't hide that they worked a lot on their programs during the summer, and they got into the event with the aim to skate clean and possibly win. They also shared that they are feeling inspired by 2022 Olympic champions Gabriela Papadakis and Guillaume Cicero. So, for the silver medal, Katarina Wolf-Kosten and Dmitry Serevsky of the U.S. unfortunately had some problems with both programs. In the rhythm dance, Dmitry had a mistake on the second twizzle. And in the free dance, Katarina had a fall that it wasn't on an element. I really expected them and expect them to be much closer to first, and their performances just weren't as strong as I know they're capable of. I know that they can skate better. They were third in the free dance, but were able to hold on to second by 0.12. In bronze medal position, Canada's junior champions Layla Veyon and Alexander Brandeis won their first JGP medal. They had a fall at the end of their program that resulted in a deduction, but they did set a new personal best in the free dance. That's set to La Strada by Nino Rota. Also of note, Austria's Anita and Andrea Straub. The siblings have improved so much from last season. Last year, they were finishing 12th and 13th at their JGPs. They didn't even qualify for the free dance at Junior Worlds. Here, they set new personal bests across the board. The programs that they have this season were choreographed by Alexandra Nazarova and Maxim Nikitin. Those really showcased their strengths as a team, and I really enjoyed their La La Land free dance. I thought it was fun. I was also really impressed by this new French team, Elisa Ofsianakina and Maximilian Reher.
Well, we will have all of the results in our show notes from the Junior Grand Prix.
Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Well, moving on, we've got more events to go through. The 98th annual Middle Atlantic Figure Skating Championships took place in New York City. That took place after the John Nix Parish Challenge. This is an NQS event for singles and pairs. In the NQS event, senior pairs, Sydney Cook and Matthew Kennedy were the only competitors. And in the junior event, Sophia Jarmick and Luke Witowski were the only competitors. Senior women, Lindsay Thorngren won the event by almost 45 points. Ting Sui and Marilyn Pierce were second and third. In senior men, Lucas Kaznicki won the event with Philip Baker and Connor McGrady finishing in second and third. There were only three men in the event.
Other NQS events, from 6th to 8th of September, the 2024 Greater Chicagoland Fall Invitational took place in Evanston, Illinois. That was an NQS event for singles and pairs. In the senior women, the winner was Alina Bonillo, and in the senior men, Joseph Klein. Same date, the 2024 John Smith Memorial Competition in Indian Hill, North Carolina. That was an NQS event for singles. For the senior men, the winner was Will Annis, and for the senior women, it was Jill Hainer. And September 7th and 8th, we had 2024 Skate St. Moritz in Oakland, California. Alyssa Liu and Mia Kalin were the only competitors in the senior women's event. Mia only completed her short program and won, while Alyssa debuted her programs in competition here.
Well, moving on to featured articles and interviews, our featured article or interview for this week is our good friend Ryan Stevens was a guest on Skate Ontario Presents Let's Talk About It, that new podcast by PJ Kwong. He talked all about his new book, Sequins, Scandals, and Sal Cows, which is now available, and we will link to the podcast as well as how you can get Ryan's book in our show notes. And we'll also have some additional links to more articles that were out there this week.
Well, social media updates for the week. Adam Siho Himfa posted on Instagram that due to lost training time, he was 4 weeks off the ice due to an ankle injury. He will not be competing in the French Masters later this month and Shanghai Trophy competitions and plans to start his season at the Grand Prix of France. He also posted a new vlog about the French team tour on his YouTube channel.
I didn't know he had a YouTube channel.
I didn't know either.
So there's a new dance team in Finland. Daniela Ivanevsky and Matthew Sperry announced jointly on their Instagram accounts that they are going to be a new team representing Finland. As you may remember, Matthew previously skated for the U.S. with Christina Bland, and Daniela previously skated with David Goldstein and Samu Kekkonen.
Madison Chalk posted photos and videos from her participation in the MAD Festival fashion show in Montreal. The show celebrated Fashion School LaSalle College's 65th anniversary. She was wearing her rhythm dance costume from last season, designed by LaSalle graduate Mathieu Caron, which is the beautiful yellow dress that she was wearing during that program.
Maria Elieva shared on Instagram that her partner Yegor Barshek has decided to stop his skating career due to his family's situation in Ukraine. Now, the team represented Georgia, but Barshek was born in Ukraine.
Tyra Shinohara posted a vlog from the Junior Cup in Milwaukee on his YouTube channel. He will make his Junior Grand Prix debut in Bangkok this week.
Tatiana Fladek shared on social media that an interview with Carolina Costner will be featured in the second edition of Pirouette World Edition.
Well, Amber Glenn announced on Instagram that her short program is to This Time by Janet Jackson, and it was choreographed by Caitlin Weaver, and Amber will be debuting her programs this week at Lombardia Trophy, and make sure you check out our website for updated programs, because I have continued to update the website with new program announcements.
Karen Chen posted on Instagram that she's engaged to her boyfriend, Len Van Dwezen, so congratulations to the two of them.
And now we're moving on to the upcoming events for the week. Let's go ahead and kick it off with Lombardia Trophy. In the women's event, we have Kaori Sakamoto, Rinka Watanabe, Anastasia Gubanova, Amber Glenn, and Sarah Everhart. Excited to see how Sarah does at this competition. Yeah. In the men's event, are you sure this isn't Worlds? Ilya Malinin, Yuma Kageyama, Kao Miura, Shun Sato, and Alexander Selevko. Whoa. In the pairs event, we have Riku Miura, Ryuichi Kihara, Sarah Conti, and Nicola Machi, Rebecca Gilardi, and Filippo Ambrosini, and Annika Huck and Robert Kunkel. Again, I say, are you sure this isn't Worlds?
I'm jealous for anybody who's getting to go to Lombardia Trophy. Really? This is like pre-Worlds.
In the dance event, Charlene Gugnard and Marco Fabbri of Italy. We also have the senior challenger debut of Leonessa and Artem Markalov. Carol Ann Soucis and Shane Fieris will also compete. The senior debut for Julia Paulino and Andrea Tuba. And the second international for Annabelle Morozov and Jeffrey Chen of the United States. There is a paid live stream, and we will link to that in the show notes.
I have to say that I was trying to call my family saying, do you need me back? Because they live only an hour and something away by car from Bergamo. So I was saying, do you need me back for anything? Taking the dog out, doing any works in the house, and while I'm there, I can go to Bergamo. But no, no, no. So I'm not going.
It's pretty stacked event. Yeah. I mean, really.
It really is. I feel like a lot of people are going to pay for that live stream. If they're wanting to see this event, they're going to pay for that live stream. So, again, I'm jealous of anybody who's getting to go. And just because we have a challenger this week doesn't mean the Junior Grand Prix stops, because we have our third Junior Grand Prix event taking place in Bangkok, Thailand. So this means probably not going to watch too much of it live because of the time difference. This is also the first Junior Grand Prix event of the season with no pairs. So this is just a men, women's, and dance event. For the women, we'll get to see Jia Shin of Korea, Yogo Takahashi of Japan, and Mi Okada, her first Junior Grand Prix for Japan. Aida Kurhuin of Finland, she was fourth at Junior Worlds. Logan Hygis Chen of the United States, her first Junior Grand Prix since 2022. And Noemi Jews of Italy, she is the sister of Serena Jews, who competed in the first two Junior Grand Prix. So we'll see how she does compared to her sister.
In the men, we are going to see Yanhao Lee of New Zealand, who won Cranberry Cup International in August, Haru Takeuchi of Japan, Ryo Kanada, also from Japan, Habin Choi, which is the first Junior Grand Prix for Korea for him, Tonge Tian of China, and Taira Shinohara, first Junior Grand Prix for the United States.
In dance, we have Noemi Tali and Noah Lafanara, who will hope to get a medal at this competition to clinch a spot in the JGP final. Hannah Maria Aboyan and Danielle Vasilukin have been on a winning streak this year. They're a brand new team. They just won the Lake Placid Ice Dance International. This is their JGP debut. Eliana Peel and Ethan Peel, who medaled on the JGP series last year, also represent the United States. A couple of other teams of note, Chloe Nguyen and Brendan Zhang, Sarah Kishimoto and Atsuhiko Tamura, and Dania Mouadin and Theo Bigot of France.
Also taking...
Well, they're...
It's going to be interesting to see how that all plays out, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Also taking place this week, we have the National Solo Dance Final in the U.S. It's taking place Wesley Chapel, Florida. check out our interview with Lucas and Brooke. We talked a bit about their tracks this season, about the internationals and what it's been like to have solo dance recognized at that level. Be sure to check in on that. They talk about a couple of the competitors that'll be competing this week.
And finally, September 12th to the 15th is the 45th annual Pasadena Open Championships in Pasadena, California. That's going to be an NQS for singles.
You know that we like to end every episode by shedding a light on what's going on at our respective websites.
So starting with This Week in Skating, do you enjoy listening to This Week in Skating? We are looking for a few listeners who would like to help us to prepare our weekly show by sending us news and other information for inclusion in our episodes. We actually recorded a podcast last week where Daphne and Gina were talking about what it takes to produce the podcast. And if you listen to it, you will understand even more why we're asking for this. So do reach out if you want to help. Don't forget to check our page dedicated to program announcements for the new season, and also to look at our merchandise on our swag page. And also you can join our Patreon for access to ad-free episodes.
Well, over at IDC, I have a solo Q&A with Bella Danik. She is going to be competing this week at Solo Dance Nationals. I have an interview with the Youth Olympic champions, Ambre Peria Giannassini and Samuel Blank Claperman of France. Later this week, I will have a new team series interview with Julia Paulino and Andrea Tuba of Italy. And as I mentioned, Brooke Tufts will be a solo dance correspondent at Solo Dance Nationals. She is now our official solo dance correspondent for IDC, so we're looking forward to working with her in the future. And we will have photos from both Lombardia Trophy and the JDP in Bangkok.
Well, over at FSO, my Junior Grand Prix Czech Skate recap was up online. And later in the week, recap and photos from Lombardia Trophy.
I might have to pay for the live stream for Lombardia Trophy just so I can watch some of that competition, just because it looks really good. Yeah, it's the first Challenger series that has like the full lineup of women, men, pairs, and dance. So it seems like it's getting even more real now that we're getting into the not just the events that have like a solo event, like the men and women at one and then pairs in another. This is like a full Challenger series.
And let's not forget that it's pre-Olympic year. So a lot of things are going to happen this season in ways that we might not even imagine right now as we record this episode. But it's going to be definitely a very interesting season to keep an eye on.
Yeah, I think we're getting the tone for that based on Adam Xiaohuanfa not doing French Masters and taking the time. You know, he's missed some training time, not going out when he's not quite ready. I think that is what's going to be crucial. Because the next two seasons, I feel like, are just going to run into each other. And so it's really important to make sure that you're ready and keep your health as a priority. So, wow, that was a packed episode. And I have a feeling next week will be packed again, because we'll be talking about these events and then others that will be coming the following week. Until next time.
Thanks for tuning in to another episode of This Week in Skating. Remember, you can keep up with us throughout the week by visiting our website at www.thisweekinskating.com. Connect with us on social media for additional updates. You can find us on Twitter at This Week in Skating without the E's, or Facebook, Instagram, and Threads at This Week in Skating. You got a burning question or feedback for Gina, Daphne, or Mateo? Reach out to us via social media or drop us an email at thisweekinskating@gmail.com. And if you're really enjoying the show and want to support us further, consider joining our Patreon community at patreon.com/thisweekinskating. Until next time, have a nice week.
Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.